B'tachin for Life, Shir 409, Tuesday, Parshias Matas Maseh. We are analyzing the first two basic foundational steps in B'tachin, which is Mivtach and Mishan. Specifically, Mivtach is accepting what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did, and Mishan is leaning on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for support, but ultimately relying on your own intelligence, on the ways that you figured out how to get out of the problem. Those are the two lower levels of B'tachin. And we explain that, of course, these are levels of B'tachin, and if a person can feel this, these are the first steps to climbing the ladder to reach much higher levels of B'tachin, but these are the lower levels of basic B'tachin. And we mentioned another point that listeners pointed out, and that is that even if a person is not deserving, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will still give him, because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has endless love for us, and we don't have to earn what we get. So let's analyze this point before we move on to the next level. How do we understand this? Why would the Rabbeinu Shel Olam give a person unconditionally? We know that the Torah constantly says the concept of schar v'einish. A person does averis, he gets punished for it. So how could you expect that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Mirtzo Hashem send you a Yeshua? How can you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless love if you have averis? And maybe the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't want to give you this Yeshua because of your averis. That was one question from one of our listeners. Another listener pointed out that we find many times in the Torah that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam refers to Rishayim with sinna. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam hates a Rasha. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is disgusted with Rishayim. So how could we say that a person that has Averis, even terrible Averis, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has an endless love for him? So the truth is, this is a very important topic. Because in today's generation, most people feel that they have so many averis that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't care about them. So how do we understand that on one hand, Chazal and the Psukim seem to say that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is disgusted by averis? But on the other hand, we know that we could rely on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to send us what we need. We know the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is taking care of us. We know the Rabbeinu Shel Olam loves us. So first we have to understand our objective. Our objective is to come closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is why we're here. That is our purpose in life. If we would be perfect, we wouldn't be here. So obviously, if we're here, that means the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us imperfections, and it's our job to try to fix those imperfections. So the first thing we have to realize is that averis should never drive a person away from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, because that's defeating the purpose. Yes, you have averis, and yes, you have what to fix, but the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to have a relationship with you. That's why you're here. If you would be perfect, you wouldn't be here. So that's the objective. Before we begin analyzing this concept and understanding how we can have B'tachin, we have to understand this fundamental truth. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is waiting for us. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to have a relationship with us. And the worst thing that we can do is shut him out and feel that he doesn't care about us. We will, Lemir Tz Hashem, continue this important discussion.